Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
How terrifyingly ambitious are the Biden administration's plans for controlling you and most especially your movements using COVID? I've been warning you for a while, the left here can't stand the idea that the left somewhere else has more power than them. They will literally wreck themselves and their electoral chances just trying to keep up. And right now, it drives them darn near insane that so many European and Western countries have vaccine passports. It's the ultimate show me your papers because they track where you go and block you from entry to places you want to go. They'd love to have that amount of power. That's not mere speculation by me. I'm setting the table with this today. August 13th, ABC News article. Google it if you haven't read it. It's called, quote, Biden eyes tougher vaccine rules without provoking backlash, unquote. And they lay out exactly what they want to do. Quote, such as mandating vaccines for interstate travel. They tell ABC News at the time that it has been discussed, but the administration worried that it would be too polarizing for the moment. ABC then writes, that's not to say they won't be implemented in the future. As public opinion continues to shift, they say, toward requiring vaccinations as a means to restore normalcy. They will do just about anything it takes to get us on a vaccine passport system. Because for them, the vaccine passport system is very much like your Social Security card, which if you were around back then, you remember was never supposed to be used as any kind of ID. But that's exactly what they intend for it to morph into. And they took their first big step toward that on Tuesday. And it's terrifying. Congress voted, the House of Representatives anyway, and yes, terrifyingly, passed a vaccine database. And in the legislation, directed Health and Human Services to begin creating one. It'll store the names of those who've been vaccinated, but more importantly, those who have not. The ostensible purpose of this, according to the Democrat who sponsored it, she put out a press release, was so the government could, you know, remind people when they're due for a vaccine. That's not the real purpose. The purpose is to create a vaccine passport system. Now, when I tell you this stuff, a lot of you freak out. I think if they intend to do it, surely it'll come to pass. I have no idea if they'll get away with it. I'm trying to stop it by telling you what they're doing. What's really terrifying is that 80 Republican turncoats also voted for this thing. 130 Republicans voted against it, and 100% of Democrats with no defections voted for this monstrosity. Here's what they'll do with it. And you may be getting these pre-formatted messages if you're you're contacting your congressperson saying, oh, no, it forbids us from creating a vaccine passport. It does, but there's the catch. Joe Biden's already said the federal government's not going to do the vaccine passports. He said that because he doesn't have to. He knows Microsoft and a cabal of other tech companies and their contractors have already developed them. They've had them ready to go since May. Private sector, personally downloadable, vaccine passports. In other words, they're not the federal government. But to be fully effective at tracking everyone everywhere, they're going to need a database of who, a centralized one, of who's been vaxxed and who has not been vaxxed. That's what this is for, to allow those private companies to tap into, buy, or otherwise access it. They could do it the other way by going into state databases too, but they really need something centrally located. Again, folks, this is not about COVID. It has nothing to do with COVID. Our elites don't fear COVID. They walk around not social distancing and not wearing masks. They don't give a rip about it. They give a rip about coordinating in order to be able to control you. This is the first step toward that. Now, we'll be looking out sharp today because Joe Biden's going to announce his new winter COVID protocols. What scares me in there is the word new. Obviously, his vaccine mandate is tanking in the courts right now. New? Oh, they'll come at this again. This is the best shot they've had in the 50 years they've been pushing climate change in order to get to Marxism, communism, and total state control. Now, if you're listening to this, I don't blame you for being skeptical. If you're like me and you live in a right-leaning red area, you're thinking this will never work. Are you kidding me? Because here in South Carolina, where I live, there's almost no evidence COVID's around. You see the occasional masked person, but most people don't take this seriously. But look at this poll and you'll see what it's like in blue areas. This is why the Democrats haven't given up. A YouGov.com poll just showed a shocking difference in the fear level of Democrats who believe their propaganda and Republicans who do not. 4 in 5 Democrats, 80%, describe being either very concerned or somewhat concerned about the Omicron variant.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But just 1/3 of Republicans reported being somewhat or very concerned about this. So when you're looking around, you got to understand, unless you visit a blue area, and get a look at the almost freakish, bizarre, Orwellian herd mentality that COVID has fostered in these people, you can't understand. I couldn't understand. My boss actually got into a debate with me about this. He says, you talk too much about COVID. And I don't blame him. He said, you talk too much about COVID. He's looking out for me. It's over. People are done with it. I said, no, they're not. You've got to say, if you've ever gone to Washington, D.C., it freaked out me and my 9-year-old son because we got on the metro and we were walking around without masks. I refuse to wear one of the things. They make me sick. My throat starts to hurt within half an hour of putting it on and I truly get ill from it. I don't know why. So I'm walking around. I go by all kinds of Capitol Police officers and they don't even turn ahead. They don't care. You know who harassed us? It was the passengers. They'd come up to me and confront me about not having a mask on. It was unbelievable. If you walk around here, it's a red area that it is, and people are at some point forced to wear a mask, I don't know, to get into somewhere, they half-ass it. Excuse my language, but that's what they do. They wear it underneath their nose, hang it around their chin. It's an open sign of defiance. Not there. I saw in the entire time I was in D.C. at peak rush hour, one person with the mask below her nose, and she had pulled it down to talk to a friend while keeping it over her mouth. These people have bought the Kool-Aid, drunk the Kool-Aid, and are begging for more. They love it. So if you're wondering, you know, why the Democrats would do this, and also, come on, this isn't going to work. Well, you need to adjust what you think is going to work by where you go. I have never seen such herd-like behavior in my life. It freaked me out to my core. And you know who else had freaked out? My 9-year-old. He said, Mom, these people are weird. There's something weird about it. I said, I know. Just the absolute sheep-like docility. The Democrats are never going to give that up, even if they get to control only half the country. And you know if they can get that vaccine passport in place, those Democrats, their herd, will run, stampede to get their vaccine passport as a show of their religion. Because, folks, for them, this is a religion. Don't doubt that. And if you can get half the country on it, you can start to push it. Heck, control of half is better than control of none. This is where they're going. We are still in mortal danger here of losing our freedoms. Never doubt that. And never forget how Microsoft and company designed these to work. They're designed for contact tracing. That is, if you've got the passport on your phone and you pass by somebody else with the passport on their phone, they'll know where you were. They'll know if you had dinner together. It is an absolute form of total and complete digital slavery. They want it so bad they can't stand it. But I want to get to another part of this to pick up on what we were doing yesterday, because I want you to see how this is a campaign. Folks, it started with Russia collusion, not just fake news or fake facts, but whole new fake realities in which the left lived. The left spent a couple of years in utter terror, believing that Russia controlled our country and was trying to take over. They thought they were under attack by Nazis. It was all fake. But the thing about the Russia collusion narrative is you could just turn it off in your head. You could say, I don't believe it. I'm ignoring it. These new fake realities, all-encompassing realities they're creating, and COVID is one of them, are ones that we are now either forced to participate in, or they want to force us to participate in the fakeness of it, the unreality of it. They want total compliance, and they will take as close as they can get to that, and they have only begun to fight. Now, I want to ask you something. I asked you this yesterday in the podcast. Did this not feel this rollout like a campaign? Like the kind of campaign you get an advertising firm, you want to advertise the product, you say, we'll do it after Thanksgiving when everybody returns to normal, and bam, it hits. This Omicron has the feel of an advertising campaign. And yesterday I pointed out to you from the UK Daily Mail that so far over 20,000 different variants of COVID have been discovered. They're counting on that you don't know that. And most of them are all very similar. RNA mutates a lot. And they're counting that you don't know that. So they go, oh my God, new variant. Yeah, so what? There's 19,999 others. Right. Well, why freak over the Omicron? There's no reason to. As of November 29th, not a single person had died or been hospitalized in South Africa. So why'd they pick it? Why not one of the other 19,999? Because they built a marketing campaign around it. This is the one they want to go with, or there'll be another one along soon. So here's the weird thing, okay, about it, and you can begin to see the holes in the propaganda by looking at this and looking at the questions, the answers that don't add up. One reporter from Africa asked exactly that kind of question yesterday. You can hear Fauci's minder brush him off at the end of it. His question was this. Several of the nations, the African nations, whose citizens are banned from coming to the U.S. because of Omicron, have never had a single documented case. What? It's true. Listen.
There's zero case of COVID, of Omicron case in Zimbabwe, in Namibia, in Lesotho, in Mozambique. What justify imposing a travel ban on countries that have zero case of the Omicron variant?
That's a very good question and important question. And we did struggle with that, but we wanted to see if we could bide time temporarily. So I do hope that this gets sorted out and lifted before it has any significant impact on your country.
He couldn't answer, could he? That's why she brushed him off so fast to move on, because there is no logical answer. Now ask yourself this. Omicron is so terrifying that we have to ban travel from African countries that have never had a single case, much less a hospitalization or a death. But we can leave the southern border that Africans are running right through from every single African nation. We could just leave that wide open. That'd be cool. That'd be fine. Does that make any scientific or medical sense to you?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of course not. This has nothing to do with science. It has nothing to do with medicine. And Fauci couldn't answer that question either when Peter Ducey asked.
Turning to the border crisis, Fox News pressing Dr. Anthony Fauci about why illegal immigrants are not subject to COVID testing after crossing the southern border. Take a listen to this.
What about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue. If somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport, we don't have that there. There is testing at the border under certain circumstances.
Yeah, that answer is important because the Biden administration is considering requiring all travelers entering the U.S., including citizens, to provide a negative test regardless of vaccine status within 3 days of their flight, maybe even one day.
Seriously.
It doesn't make sense, does it? And what Fauci didn't say there, but Fox News reported about 3 months ago, was that over 15,000 illegals at the time, I'm sure it's more now, had tested positive for COVID at the border and been released into the country. God knows what variant they had. Nobody cared. So, folks, this is not about a health crisis. This isn't even about the Omicron variant. Now, look what it is about. Look where they're going now. They have, for the moment, lost the vaccine mandate battle. So where are they going? They're going for the borders battle. They do this stuff in stages. Oh, well, you know, if you're a U.S. citizen, yeah, you're going to need a test to get back into the country. What does that become? Well, we're going to need to have a vaccine passport in order to just, you know, if you want to fly, you're going to need one to track your test. And you're going to have to enter your test results. So sorry, folks, they can get really far with this through only private sector adoption based around a federal database that does not directly have a federal passport attached to it. And this is how they'll start. Test to get into the country. Then it's going to be vaccine to get into the country. You wait. Then it's going to be passport system to get into the country. Want to fly? Got to fly for work? Need the passport? It's just an app. Put it on your phone. Now let's shred all this propaganda once and for all. The left and Biden have to know their strategy isn't working, because more people have died of COVID under Biden now than under Trump. Anybody else who truly cared about fighting COVID would address their strategy rather than making it dependent on vaccines that clearly don't work to stop the spread, but they aren't. And that's because their strategy has nothing to do with combating COVID. In fact, they'd never do anything that really slowed COVID down. It would dent their power. No, it's all about maintaining the power. And that's where the medical and scientific reasons for all of the things they do don't make any sense until you understand that. Which led to this question, yet another question they can't answer, asked by Peter Doocy yesterday. Why more America's dead under Biden than under Trump, he asks. Psaki doesn't have an answer. So she immediately retells the Clorox injection, the bleach injection lie. Trump never said that. But listen to her non-answer.
In 2020, when roughly 220,000 Americans had already died of COVID, Joe Biden said about Trump, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. Is that still the standard now that more Americans have died under President Biden than President Trump?
Well, I think the fundamental question here is, what are you doing to save lives and protect people? And the former president was suggesting people inject bleach. He apparently, reportedly, didn't even share with people he was going to interact with that he had tested positive for COVID himself. He continued to provide a forum for misinformation.
Blah, 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 blah. Yes, she didn't have an answer. But Rand Paul does. Senator Rand Paul knows exactly what this is all about. He said this morning.
Their first reaction, their gut reaction, as soon as they hear something, we must act, we must do something. But it's usually to control your behavior, to tell you you can't do this in your business or your restaurant or your hotel, or to tell you you can't travel. And the thing is this is devastating to the world.
Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.